Jay Garner, Iraq's new civil administrator, set foot in Baghdad for the first time today. The retired American general flew into the Iraqi capital from Kuwait. There's no short list of problems for him to address in the city, but he says number one on his list will be trying to restore basic services, including water and electricity, as soon as possible. NPR's Scott Simon is in Baghdad and joins us now. Scott, I gather that General Garner's first stop was one of the city's looted hospitals. How did that go?
Yarmouk Hospital, which has a 1,000-bed capacity, ordinarily over capacity at the moment. They've been without water or electricity for a little over the past 2 weeks when the electrical grid went down during the last hours of the war. And as you mentioned, Mr. Garner said he intended to restore basic services, water and electricity, as soon as possible. In other words, no public timetable. So the hospital staff was respectful, but hardly deferential. Several said, more or less this bluntly, that they're waiting to be convinced. For many Iraqis, this prolonged powerlessness and lack of water has been more personally harmful than the bombing of Baghdad, which, notwithstanding a number of mistakes, was directed at military targets. These last 2 weeks have been very difficult to endure.
There was also, Scott, another demonstration in Baghdad today. This one, a couple of thousand Shia Muslims. This was after General Garner arrived there. What were they calling for?
Well, the chant they kept taking up was no, no to colonialism. There were a few other banners visible that suggested that a number of them in the crowd are calling once again for Iraq to be made an Islamic state. And I have to say the U.S. government, at least the military part of it, is all but officially proud of these demonstrations. 2,000 Shia Muslims calling for Iraq to be made into an Islamic republic like Iran is a demonstration that wouldn't have been possible here just 3 weeks ago under the old regime. This is a city in which the government used to organize demonstrations of a million people against the United States and Israel. And they feel that multi-weekly demonstrations of a couple of thousand people calling for a whole range of policies may just become a feature of everyday life here for the near future, and a sign that freedom of expression is here.
There's another issue, Scott, in Baghdad that's angered many people, and that's the emergence of a self-appointed mayor in the capital. And I understand this was also something that General Garner and one of his aides weighed in on today. What did they have to say?
Yeah, Mohammed Mohsen al-Zubaydi of the Iraqi National Congress has declared himself more or less mayor. Said he was elected by a coalition of Sunni leaders, Shiite leaders, Christians, intellectuals, journalists. It's not clear when and where those people ever got together and who they were. He set himself up in the mayor's office, in fact, the hotel we're in, the Palestine Hotel. Says he wants to send a delegate to OPEC's meeting this weekend, although OPEC says they may not have a seat for him. Mr. Garner said this bluntly this week, today, we haven't appointed anyone or recognized anyone. And I must say, when you say a lot of Iraqis are exercised about it, I'm not certain a lot of Iraqis know that Mohammed Mohsen al-Zubaydi has actually claimed to be mayor. It may be the kind of thing that's noticed more on the outside than it is here.
Mm-hmm. That's Mohammed Mohsen al-Zubaydi, not to be confused with Mohammed Hazmak al-Zubaydi, who I understand, according to Central Command, is a regional commander under Saddam Hussein who was arrested today. What can you tell us about that?
Number 18, he was the former deputy prime minister, a man who was often considered the author of crushing the Shia rebellion in 1991. He was arrested, and if I can mention one more, Jamal Mustafa Sultan al-Tikriti, Saddam Hussein's son-in-law. You remember that used to be a very high-risk profession in this country. He assassinated his other two. He was number 9 in that deck of cards of Iraq's most wanted.
And both of them now in U.S. custody.
Both of them now, Mr. Jamal is in the custody of the Iraqi National Congress, who says they're going to turn him over to the U.S. military.
Okay, Scott Simon in Baghdad, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.